saw the way to Yaakov Yeshua Duna.
Good morning. This time of the year, May Yom Neroim, Shana Yom Kippur with Hasesim Mitzuva is miyuchet from Yom Netfila. Time a person davens to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, begs the Rebbeinu Shleilam, uses the kiva to the Rebbeinu Shleilam to be mevakish for what one needs throughout the year. So start off with a few dinei tefila, basic dinei tefila, and move across with Hashem to Rayonis on the Yanu Rosh Hashanah. Elchus tefila, when one discusses the attire, the clothes, the person must wear for davening. In Shulchan Aruch, there's not that much written about it. It's in Siman Tzadi Aleph. And it changes a lot Siman Tzadi Ches is one of the halachas. And the other one is Tzadi Aleph. And the halachas change according to what's considered the norm at the time, to how much a person is required to wear for tefillah. So very basic when it comes to davening is wearing begodim luchlochim, wearing dirty clothes. It's interesting that Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually write it in Tzadi Aleph, which is discussing what a person should wear for tefillah. Shulchan Aruch writes it earlier when discussing what a shatz, a chazan, a simon gimel, sif chof hei, the Ramo says, ushlech tzibur shushaych to boydeik lo yispalo. Shouldn't daven with smelly clothes, dirty clothes. That's the basic, and that's when a person wears clothes which aren't befitting, because if posh are dirty, they're meluchlich, then it's also the spalal. Shulchan Aruch says it's also the spalal for chazan. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a non-chazan what the halacha is, but even though chazan is more severe, we've already in the Gemara that there's certain dinim which apply for chazan. And doesn't apply to the normal person. However, you see that mulchlochim, dirty clothes, that's the worst thing a person should be wearing b'shas tefillah, and that's a must that you can't wear them. But the mulchlochim is also to be mispalel in them. And then there's an extra, and that the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi Aleph. But say the first thing, the basic one, but the Shulchan Aruch says that le'yamoid b'afundosoi v'lei b'roish megula v'lei b'raglai megulim. A person isn't allowed to daven when he's got his belt, the purse around him. V'leibrish megula, if he hasn't got a head covering. Now that doesn't mean rish megula if a person doesn't have anything on his head at all, because he's not allowed to make any brachas. It means rish megula means what's considered the normal thing to wear for davening. V'leibraglai megulim. Im derech anshe amokim shleyamdu lefna agdolim elo babotir ragloim. So Shulchan Aruch puts a clause in it. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to go to daven if you wouldn't stand b'fnei gedolim with such a levush. So Mishabura says, if that's the case, says the Mishabura, "Obizmanenu tzarich lasim beis atfila koyva bereshoy kederech shalich b'rchoyv." A person must wear a hat because a person wouldn't walk in the street without a hat. So Mishabura says that the basic when it comes to davening is that a person must wear a hat for davening, and that is included in what the Shulchan Aruch says that person shouldn't be mispalel b'reish megula v'lei b'raglai megulim, because that's not considered the norm to walk in the street without it. You won't go on Hashem Gedolim without it, and therefore a person's mechuyav to wear that for davening. Asha Alken, if we stop over here, Rebbe Lashon holds, and so quite a few others hold, the person's got a choice to daven either with a minyan or to daven b'yichidus. Either b'minyan without a hat or b'yichidus with a hat. Says Rebbe Lashiv, you should daven b'yichidus without a hat, rather than daven with a minyan with a hat. Why? Says Rebbe Lashiv, because Shulchan Aruch says, if a person's got a choice of davening b'tzibah without a hat, or b'yichidus with a hat, better to daven b'yichidus with a hat than with a tzibah without a hat. So where you learn the Shulchan Aruch, where you learn the Mishabura? Mishabura says, a head covering. No, Blözenkopf. No, Blözenkopf, you can't do any bracha at all. Megula means without, it says the Meshibura, a koiva means an extra hat on top. So if you learn the Meshibura, it's very severe. You learn the Meshibura. Yeah, Raglaim Megulim is Megulim, and says the Meshibura when it comes to Koiva, it does, when it says Roshoi, to have something on his head, that means Rosh doesn't mean Megulim, because you can't make any bracha. But Chalal, Rosh means something extra on the top. You're right, it's the same Lashon, but it means two different things. Raglaim Megulim means without anything on your foot at all, and Rosh Megulim means without a hat on your head. So if you learn the Meshibura, it comes out, it's quite severe. Meshibura says that to daven with a hat is a must. And therefore, the person, according to Rabbi Yashar, if a person doesn't have a hat, the person doesn't have a jacket, at home he's got one, and Mr. Medrash hasn't got one, so finish, it doesn't be a chiddus. However, that halacha is talking in the days of the Mishabura, where a person wouldn't walk in the street without a hat. Nowadays, most people would be prepared to walk in the street without a hat. Feel comfortable to walk in the street without a hat. Yes, you go to chasna, you put it on, but to walk in the street, the person would walk without his hat. And if a person is prepared to walk in the street without his hat, then when the Meshibura says that a person to walk around without his hat is considered, he's mavazah the tefillah, because he's not even respecting the tefillah in the way they would walk in the street, he wouldn't walk in the street without a hat, so how he come to Bais Medrash without a hat? That's referring to in the days of the Meshibura, when a person wouldn't walk in the street without a hat. Nowadays, most people would feel comfortable. Yes, a person, some people yes, some people not. It's not considered undressed for a person to walk like that in the street. And therefore, maybe it's not considered to be mavazah the tefillah, and therefore, extra covering on the head, as far as what Shulchan Aruch says, that you must wear it, and if not, it's a bizon for the, you won't mekayim the tnoi tefillah, doesn't refer to our hat nowadays. However, of course, the hat that person has nowadays comes under two different categories. Number one, the Meshibur Shulchan Aruch says, Derech Chachomim v'Samideim Shlei Yispalu Elo Kesheim Atufim. That person puts an extra covering on for davening. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Vayit in Sim Sadiches, that since Tfilah is b'mokim korban, and when the Kohen did the Navoida, he put something extra on, he wore his big tikkunah in order to do the avodah. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, when a person comes to tefillah, a person should go v'ro sheyir lo malbushim noyim yichodim in the tefillah, in the big tikkunah. So, of course, a person when it's talking about tefillah, having a begging miyuchad le tefillah, it means it's a mailen tefillah, and it's the right way of respecting the tefillah. But when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you mustn't daven without the extra head covering, that, without a jacket for that, which would be the same as the extra head covering, that doesn't apply to us nowadays, if a person would be prepared to walk in the street. So, mechuyev, he isn't, but the nice of davening it is. Then there's another halacha when it comes to davening, and that Meshibura says about wearing gloves. Meshibura says that it's derech geus, in the college king shalashim, it's under, gam ein nilboish veis atfila, potay yodayim, שכם הנצח כדרך עברי דרוכים וכוי אני עליהם אל תביעיני רגל גייבה ויד רשויים אל תנדעיני. Meshibura says a person comes to davening and he's wearing gloves, then it's possible mavaza the tefillah. You're wearing gloves? Why are you wearing gloves? Gloves is considered that you've come in, you walk in the street, you wear gloves, you come in as if with your extra malbushim in front of a melech, you never come in, then for tefillah it's also to do it. A scarf, for example, or a coat for davening, Meshibura doesn't discuss. If it's cold, then he needs it for his davening. It's certainly not mavaza the tefillah. Mashmos aposkim is that even if a person's not cold, it may not be nice, may not be respectful, dafka, to leave your coat on for davening. But Meshibura says it's mamash derech gaiva, that you haven't even, you've come in a way that's not considered respectful. To say that a coat is considered derech gaiva, that's a bit shver. The gloves, obviously, which Meshibura was discussing, was more that you completely haven't come in a respectful manner. You've come in as if you're on the street and you've still kept it on. But our coats, you'd go in, you'd go into a tannoyim, you'd go into a thing, you'd keep your coat on, you wouldn't have to take it off. So as far as the Meshibura is concerned, the Meshibura says it's osat this palal mistom, it doesn't go in our coat. Rabbi Yashiv, quite often, no raya, because it could be when he was cold or whatever it is, would daven with his coat on. So you can't say it's osat this palal with a coat, but it's probably not as respectful to daven if a person doesn't need it on him. So again, when it comes to a hat, Meshibura says it's a must. That doesn't apply to us nowadays because you'd walk in the street without it. Respectful? Of course it's respectful. When it comes to something which is a bizoyin, because God in Mechlochim, a person must take it off. When it comes to walking in the street, and coming into this medrash, and you haven't taken off what you wore in the street, So that depends. If it's gloves, Mishabur says it's osa. If it's a coat, all these things, that's not mavazah the tefillah by keeping it on, but maybe nicer to take it off. So then meikah din, a person's allowed to keep it on, but he's not. But he should take it off if he doesn't need it. Now, here's a very important halacha, which people are medaktik in, and I thought about it many times, and I saw recently in a sefer that somebody writes it, he points it out. It comes to davening. A lot of people are makbid, for example, to have a double covering. It's something which is not so based in halacha, to have a double covering, in the chassid shevel, they're quite makbid on it, upper covering and a lower covering. And if you see sometimes, for example, you're out on an outing, or you're out on a hike in Ben Azmanim, people come and take their hoodies, and it comes to davening, so you want a double covering. So you take the hood, and you put it over your head, and you daven your Shemoneh Esrei, and this you've got a double covering. That is also lispal. That's the way that's also lispal. Nobody would comfortably walk in the street and put the hood, the top, the hood of the hoodie on top of them to walk in the street. If it's raining, then maybe you would. You'd never walk into anywhere. You'd never walk around the street. People say, what's going on with you? It's not the way you wear it. So what have you done? You've taken a double covering to have a maila, which isn't ikad in lalocha, and you've gone to be mispalo in a way that's also lispalo. So what have you done? You've taken a maila at the price of being mavaza the tefillah.
You wouldn't, or people don't?
People would. People don't. People don't. Most people don't walk around the street. It's not the normal way for an adult to walk through the street with a finger. You'd seal somebody, you'd never. If it's freezing cold and you need it to protect yourself, then you would. But in a normal day, you would not walk down the street like that. And therefore, if it's not the normal way to do it, then it's already a problem. So that is, Mishabur is discussing a hat, which you said Mishabur's hat doesn't have to apply to us. Maybe it's nice to have a hat for tefillah, but it's not considered mavaza tefillah coming without a hat because you wouldn't walk in, because you'd walk in the street without it. But to walk in the street with this extra on top of that, you wouldn't. And therefore, so you've taken upon yourselves, you've done something which is mavaza the tefillah. So it comes out. So after the beach, some people daven, and they go and they put a towel around them, and they daven, they're coming over here. If you say it's normal to walk around by the beach in swimming trunks, then be'etzem, maybe you'll be able to be mispallah like that. There would be a mockum to discuss. The Kafah Chaim says, in the hot countries, and people walk around with short trousers, says the Kafah Chaim, you're allowed to daven like that. Because that's considered the norm. Whatever's the norm, that's what you're allowed to do. Abba, so you're going to say the swimming person walks around the swimming trunks, I would have thought it's half undressed, l'chvoid the swimming. It's not considered the normal way to walk around. It's not. You wouldn't go to a melech with the shorts, but the starting point is that it has to be whether you'd walk into the street or you wouldn't, says the Mishabura. If you'd walk in, you wouldn't walk into the street, and you'd go to a melech, you'd put on this extra, so the two of them together, that says it's also to go to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But if you'd walk into the street, so you haven't been mavazat tefillah, of course, you're right, it's nice to do extra tefillah. You can't say it's also, says the Kafah Chaim, in the hot countries where people walk around with short trousers, you can have them with short trousers, says the Kafah Chaim. You want to know, is it nicer to put on long? Of course it is. Is that something they couldn't put on? Sure you should. But also this parlor, that is a lispala that isn't.
You've got
your regular holiday makers who walk around short. You've got people who live there, who go to work every day, they probably walk around in long travel. So what do you call the norm? I would have thought in the hot countries, which the Kafah Chaim is discussing, then it was considered a normal thing to walk around like that. If there are people, when they go into business, they put on something extra, but if it's the normal person who walks around the street but feels comfortable to walk like that, he's not considered undressed. He's not considered the bizoin if somebody would see him. Why are you walking? Oh, you caught me red-handed. I shouldn't have gone like this. I thought nobody would catch him in the street. You've gone in a normal way that's which is acceptable, then that's not a chiyuv to do it. Let's echt fill up. Crocs is something which I don't know. And it's something, when it came out at the beginning, I think most people wouldn't walk in the street with Crocs. Nowadays, it's hard to say, but if, and I'm not saying that most people wouldn't walk in the street with Crocs, but if it's considered half undressed, half not a respectable way to walk in the street. I'm not saying you would go to a chasna in Crocs. Nobody would go to a chasna in Crocs, that's for sure. But the starting point is, would you walk in the street? If you'd walk in the street comfortably with Crocs, or would reach a stage where everybody, it's nothing wrong, it's not weird that you walk around like that, then it'd be mutter to do a litvila. If, yeah, I wouldn't walk around like that. At home I'd walk around like that, but in the street not, then it's asr lispalel. So these things very much depend on what the norm is. Hard to say. But this is interesting. Even if you wouldn't walk around, sorry.
It creates anti-Semitism as well. When you have Dalit, you know, working with Dalit.
We walk in the street? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
If a person, could be.
You never see somebody throwing eggs, are you? With the Dalit.
How about that?
Soft egg or hard egg?
In a person's not well, so it's considered regular to wear pajamas. There's nothing wrong for him to wear pajamas when he's not well, because that situation allows him to wear pajamas. If a person would come to Bissam Medrash in pajamas when he's well, then he's been mavazah that tefillah, because he's never walking in the street like that. But a person who's not well walks around the home. A person would come and visit him, he wouldn't feel uncomfortable with the fact he's wearing pajamas. He hasn't been mavazah that tefillah. A person's away on holiday, an outing, on a hike, and he wants to daven. So on being on the outing, it's normal for you to wear that sort of clothing. So you're allowed to daven like that. It depends all according to the matzav, where you're in, whether it's considered normal for you to wear it, or whether it's not.
Say that.
But in my situation, where I am at home, it's considered normal for me to be walking around in pajamas. So that's good enough. So there's no fixed rule. Depends on the situation, what's considered normal, comfortable, not even if ne'er melech, in front of your friends, whether that's normal. If it's considered normal, then it's mutter to daven like that. It may be nicer to put on an extra, but it's mutter to daven.
Then you could.
But when it comes, all of a sudden, you go in the park, wherever it is, you're out, all you have is Yehudi, and you want to daven a minyan, I need a double covering, put it on. That's not considered normal. In the mountain, it would be considered normal. So it depends very much what the situation is. You're right, in the mountain, it would be normal. Then you'd be able to daven like that. Yes? You know something?
Whereas you just said in hot countries, people wear short trousers, casually go out. If they have a business meeting, they would wear long trousers. And then both is the law.
It's the fact that you go for a business meeting, the fact that when you go for a business meeting, you do something extra, that doesn't require you to wear it for davening. It's if you wouldn't walk in the street with it, like this, then. And also, when you go to a respectful person, you'd put on something extra, you wouldn't walk without it, you wouldn't walk in the street without short trousers, and you wouldn't go to a meeting, then you're mukhiyev. But if you would be happy to go to one, all of us, when we go to Adam Choshev, to Rosh Hashiva, to a Rebbe, whatever it is, everybody would put on the hat and jacket. It doesn't matter, that's not machayev you to wear a tefillah. The drive to wear tefillah is whether you'd be prepared to walk in the street without it. If you're happy to walk, not you. Whether most people would be prepared to walk in the street like that. If most people are happy to walk in the street without this extra vush, then it's mutter litvila. Nice to have something extra. If you're away on holidays, then you're not. Then me'ikadin litvila, you can daven without it. Yes, correct. Correct. You're right. That you're talking about extras for davening. When it comes to davening, there's certain things that are osa, and there's certain things which is correct. When it says in Shulchan Aruch, correct is to put on extra malbushim. Correct is to go otuf. Derech tzadikim is correct. Of course, correct is to wear everything nice for davening. We're not discussing what's osa. Rabbi Yashiv says that when it's osa, it's better to daven be yechidus with it than to go to a minyan without it. That doesn't refer to our hat. Even though he was discussing a hat, but nowadays when we walk in the street, osa isn't. Nice, respectful, for sure it is. There's a letter from the stipler, where the stipler says about a gartel. Somebody asked him, my minig is not to wear gartel. Is it a problem for me to wear gartel, to put on a gartel? Am I mishanim minig avosov if I start putting on a gartel? Stipler was doch a chosid. Stipler was a hon stipler chosid. His name is Yaakov Yisrael, actually. Somebody told me once who... He had from somebody who was close to the stipler. The stipler told him that his name Yaakov Yisrael, some Yaakov Yisrael, where does it come from? His father was on stipler chosid, and by his bris, his father gave the Rebbe the brachas. And the Rebbe said, Kenneth Klavisin, we call Shmei Bisrael, and turned around to the disciple's father to ask the name. And the disciple's father goes, right, I should tell the Rebbe what name to give it. He was looking to the Rebbe. He had the name prepared, but he couldn't get it out of his mouth. The Rebbe waited and waited. The disciple's father never said the name. So he said, he's not saying the name, I'll give the name. So he gave the name after his father, after the own disciple, the Rebbe's father. So Yaakov Yisrael wasn't actually chosen by his the disciple's father. It was after Rebbe, and all the Yaakov Yisraels, Ashtam noch the own disciple, Rebbe. The disciple was a chosid, he wore gatel. Reb Chaim Kinevsky told my father once that my father davened Nusach Sfat with a gatel. I davened Nusach Ashkenaz with a gatel. Reb Chaim used to wear gatel. I daven Nusach Ashkenaz with a gatel, and my children daven Nusach Ashkenaz without a gatel. So his father was Sfad with a gatel, he was Ashkenaz with a gatel, and the children were Ashkenaz out. Because they were the very much part of the Chazanish, and therefore they went according to the Chazanish. Chazanish did wear a gatel, actually. Chazanish Chofetz Chaim actually wore a gatel at Tefillah. But the Stipler writes in this kind of digger, what's pshat, that some people don't wear gatelich. So Stipler explains that these things depends very much on the Metzias, how much, what the halacha requires. Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to davening, a person should wear a gatel. Says the Stipler, the Shulchan Aruch's gatel, which are talking about that a person's mechuyav to wear for davening, in those days, in the days of Chazal, it was normal that a person put on an extra belt when he came to daven. Nowadays, nobody would go in front of a melech and all of a sudden put on extra belt on top. It's not considered the normal way. It's not our levush nowadays. The requirement to wear it for davening is from the fact that's considered the normal way to do it. It wasn't as an extra malbusha gatel. Gatel was because you were wearing something that you wouldn't go to a melech without it. That's where the Indian came from. Nowadays you'd go without it, says the sniper, that faket, maybe those people who didn't wear it, don't wear it. The whole, there's no Indian to wear it, because the Indian of wearing it litfilah was only in order to do something which was considered the normal way to go in front of a melech. Yeah, that's one reason. That's not the main. That's the main. The Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Tosfos says that other shem say not like that, and the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it down is because it's considered the levush. Yeah, yes, we're going with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the stipler, there's nothing wrong to wear it. Stipler said, sorry. That's also that is right. As we said, that Tosfos says to do it. Even shum that reason to be mechalik between that nowadays when we wear trousers, the Rishonim say it's not nagia. If they used to wear a long cloak and everything was uncovered, so then you put something to be mechaseh ever. But nowadays say the Rishonim that a person wears trousers. Therefore, Mela, that reason doesn't apply. So what you're wearing it because of the other reason, because you're mechabit tefillah, could you go in front